incredible, and it's always great to be back in the bank, and hopefully people enjoy themselves. And, you know, what I said yesterday was is that this is how you connect generations. You know, so whether it's parents or grandparents can relate to a lot of the guys in this room to talk to their, you know, to their grandchildren about players that they used to watch and who they were, you know, what players they were like of today. So I think that's what makes it great, and I'm honored to have been here for the last couple of days.
Really couldn't have scripted that any better, could you?
Oh, no. I mean, Salami, Tommy McVie knew that where the hot hand was, and a lot of us just sat there for the last 4 or 5 minutes, which is okay. But it was perfect, and I'm sure if there's anybody out there that's looking for a 40-plus-year-old right-winger that can probably score 20 goals in the league, and I think he'd probably play for about 3.5 years, and that'd probably be a bargain, I guess, right about now. So some things never change.
The old saying about he's going to win the last one, so
that's it feels, for me, personally, that feels a lot better than what happened back in, I guess it was in late April or early May of 96, you know, on our way out at the old arena, but it was well worth the wait some 20 years and a few months later.
What was it like playing in front of 31,000?
Yeah, like you know, broadcasting, I get a chance to do a lot of the games on TV, but you don't get the same perspective as you, you know, as you do when you're right there. Just amazing venue. You know, Mark and Mr. Thompson and the Jets and all the, you know, everybody at True North for just did a wonderful job of putting this event on along with the National Hockey League, and they treated everybody just incredible, and you know, like I said, I can't say enough how much of an honor it was to be a part of this and be here for a few days, and a lot of stories. Stories seem to get a little longer because I think we're all getting older, which is kind of normal. But it was something that a lot of us will never forget.
Can you change your mind?
No, not at all. No, not at all. You expect that when you play with Lucky and Salami, don't you? I mean, seriously. That's what happens. How are you supposed to get 2 goals playing with those guys, right? Maybe he was miscast his whole career. I don't know. No, not really. I don't think he was. By the way, I was traded for him at one time, just for the record. Not even up either. Clarify that. But he played great. Tommy had the right line combination going there late. A lot of us were trying to get out there, but we all sat for the last 5 minutes, and Duck and Salami and Kinger, they kept coming right back. It was like a revolving door there. So. Go with the hot hand, it'll work. So.
That's a question, Tom, but being a better player, would have 3 goals on that
line? No, I wouldn't go 3. I'm not going to go up that tree, but Dinger's a good man, and yeah, I was jealous. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to be out there with those two guys? So, but anytime you get guys together in a forum like this, and knowing why we're here, it helps celebrate the game. It helps celebrate the history of the Winnipeg Jets. Like I said earlier, I'm just super proud to have been a part of it for the weekend. And hopefully the fans enjoy themselves. They sounded great even though we were so far away. Something that we're very excited about being a part of, and looking forward to a big game tomorrow here when the so-called real hockey players strapping on tomorrow.
I was talking to Ellen about how important it is that this has started for Jets alumni, and how important it is to keep it going and keep you guys coming back.
Well, I think it's very important because I think it sends a message to the players of today that this is what you do. You know, these are the guys that helped build the brand of the National Hockey League. All the players that came before us, Sir Savard, Tommy McVie, Ab McDonald, Glenn Sather, you know, Ronnie Lowe, all those guys that were here. You know, I don't know if the player of today knows the players that came 20 years before them. I think our era, and I can just speak for myself, that I knew who these guys were and who they played and who they played for and what way they shot. I don't know if it's that way anymore, but I think it's important for the older players to connect with the younger players, and I think it's important that the younger players realize that, hey, at some point you're going to be where we are, and it's going to happen rather quickly, and understand that it's an important part of connecting the past with the present and also into the future, and that's how you build a real strong organization. And I think that a lot of teams in the league are trying to do that, but I think that the Winnipeg Jets certainly are on the right path of doing that with bringing back a lot of the old guys.
You guys went through the agony of seeing this team go. You got to see it come back.
Yeah.
From a distance a little bit. Is there anything about this that's felt, you know, full circle?
Well, the only thing that I felt that, I mean, personally, full circle was yesterday at the skate at the MTS Center. Because the last time I had a Jets uniform on, I was saying thank you and goodbye to the fans after we lost to Detroit in the playoffs 20 years ago in 5 months. And then yesterday I just caught myself like, this is what I was doing, this is the same exact thing, but in a different way of thank you, it's great to be back, and we appreciate your support. So for me, that's when I kind of came full circle and realized that, you know, it's a long time ago. And for me, just relating to having been here when, you know, the team left and now it's been back. So Mark and Mr. Thompson and True North, they've done just an incredible job both on and off the ice.